I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
How does it go? And when the Mountain Dew and the Dickel are gone, you get all gather. I don't know what the rest of the words
are.
Sing this song. Dude, I come out to that. What is it? It's down to the
it's like the bridge, right? Here you go.
Yeah.
We'll all be drunk
and we'll sing this song. Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Wholesome.
We just started the tour last week, dude.
How you feeling?
Absolute, dude. It was just absolute gas.
You're back, baby.
I was on, we went to Bowling Green. That was the start. And then we did two shows, sold out in Cincinnati.
Wild.
Cincinnati's strong supporter.
It's a good city.
Ohio.
Yeah.
Strong city. You know what's wild? We had a guy, my buddy came out and do a guest spot. Lee Kimbrell is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He did a guest. So it's like, it's tricky because we have this little, whatever subculture you call us or whatever group of people that are at our shows. I don't even know who. It's just a strange gathering of, I don't know. If you ever come to a show, you'll see. So he did a joke about, he was doing great. Like I go, hey, can you just be clean and just, he knows like my reputation.
Yeah.
I go, dude, you can do whatever you want. If you do something across the line, they're not going to like it.
Right.
And I want you to do well.
Yeah.
So he's like, I got perfect set. Right. So he's doing, and he's killing, dude. Right up top. He did a guest spot and he's from Cincinnati. Killing. Then he did this joke about living with his girlfriend. And
there it is.
They were like, wait, what? Hold on.
I feel like that's the one that always gets people caught up.
That always tricks them.
Yeah.
Because
that's not the first story you've told.
Oh, yeah. There's
about
another
somebody
Vinny
else
did that.
Slipping.
Yeah. Vinny did it about sleeping in bed with his girlfriend. He told his girl. Yeah. Lee goes, I just bought a place with my girlfriend or something like that.
And we're out.
Because
everybody held up the opt out sign.
Yeah, there we go.
We're out.
Well, they didn't. They obviously, it's the show's not at a church. It's at the theater is downtown.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those, you know, if you talked about, we talked about this before where like a guy that's like, he's like, I'm like heavy into podcasting. I do a lot of podcasting. And then he says something that you go, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You know, they go, no, you don't.
Like if you were really you wouldn't say that.
Or like if you, I'm trying to think of it as something similar. If you were like, I work in construction and then you're talking to other construction guys.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I put in the, you know, I did the foundation with the 2x4s. And you go, no.
Just giving yourself up.
You know that, that meme that, what's the guy that dates the 25-year-olds?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Hold up. Remember that one?
Hold on.
You go, whoa. Like he sees something. Yeah. It's just like that.
I love that.
But it was wild because he was doing great. And they're like, whatever. And then.
That's so crazy that it just sucks the air out of the room
But it's like a, but it's not. Anyway, his last joke was, he was talking about axe throwing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, this seems like it might be dangerous. And then he looked up, is axe throwing dangerous? And then it was like, axe throwing is not dangerous. It's very safe. And it's like, and then the website was like axethrowing.com. You're like, oh, well, this is, he's like, that's like saying, what's it called? Jeffrey Epstein was innocent. And then it was on BillClinton.com. And dude, the crowd died.
Nice.
Just, I've never seen a bigger ovation in my life. And I go, dude, this is so lopsided.
Yeah.
That joke about him living with his girlfriend is like, get out.
Yep.
And then there was like literally a Jeffrey Epstein joke, and they were like, yeah.
Yeah. The biggest sex trafficking circle in the world. And they're like, yes.
And I'm these are my people.
Yeah.
I'm saying it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And can you imagine someone from the outside, like imagine him being like, what, I guess outside, what I'm saying is Christians, I guess.
Yeah.
They're the people for the majority at the show. I mean, everybody's there, but.
You're saying, imagine how confused he is?
Yes.
Like he must be like, wait, what?
Wait,
that one worked, but that one.
Like, and he goes, wait, what? Wait,
he's
what?
He's walking off stage, like, scratching his head.
And he's like, he does his, like, I mean, he probably didn't pick up on the fact that they tightened up on the living with your girlfriend. I did.
Yeah.
But he, but then he goes, but he was the most worried about, he asked me beforehand, he goes, this Jeffrey Epstein joke. I go, ah, they're going to love that.
That's for them.
And, yeah. And shout out to Lee Kimbrell, dude. He crushed.
That's
in, up in Cincinnati. But we back on the road, baby. This weekend, we're going to Saginaw, Michigan. Yeah, we're coming to the footprint. Not the footprint, the boot print.
What's that?
The mitt print. What is it?
The mitten.
The mitt. We're coming to the mitten.
Michigan Andrew over
and
here.
And then, yeah, two shows in Indianapolis on Saturday.
He calls the boot print.
The boot print. That doesn't make any sense. The boot, that's like when you're looking for a Sasquatch. Next, let's see. Shipshawana, Indiana, two shows sold out. Grand Rapids, the February 25th, two shows there. Albuquerque, New Mexico on the 10th of March, followed by El Paso, Texas, and Midland, Texas on that weekend. The next weekend, March, let's see, 17th, we're going to Shreveport. Fort Worth the 18th and Fayetteville, Arkansas on the 19th. Two shows in Fort Worth, two shows in Fayetteville. Cleveland, Mississippi, 3/23, followed by two shows in Memphis on the 24th and two shows in St. Louis on the 25th. And then we're going back to Cincinnati because we sold so many tickets on the 26th. Fayetteville, North Carolina, 3/31. And then two shows in Charlotte, April 1st and 2nd. And then a million shows. Somebody coming up before June. We're going to like 40 cities before June.
Literally
somebody,
a million.
Somebody messaged me this morning. It was like, I'm just like, this seems like a lot. I'm just really momming for you right now. Meaning like, this seems like a lot of work.
You might need to take care of yourself type thing.
Yeah. And I try to explain. I go, it does on the calendar. It does look like a lot.
Yeah.
But I go, you understand, we get home, we sleep on the bus and it drives. And then we get in the morning, we wake up either Sunday morning or Monday morning at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to church Sunday morning and then all Sunday, nothing. Monday, nothing. Tuesday, nothing. Yeah. Wednesday, nothing.
Itching.
Thursday, nothing. I'm like, dude, I got to get out. I got to get back out.
Yeah.
And then we take every other weekend off. So it does look like a lot of shows because some of those are five shows in one weekend.
Yeah.
So we go, oh, but that's like a full... I went down to, was doing nothing. You know what I did yesterday?
What?
I flew, dude, to Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Because Chick-fil-A has a new menu item.
I heard about this.
Dude,
yeah, please tell me.
Well, a bunch of people sent it to me. They have a cauliflower sandwich.
Okay.
I go, why cauliflower, dude?
Yeah.
Why?
It's trendy.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a trendy
remember,
thing.
I said it was kind of like, remember when like avocado tried to be like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
Like Brian Regan has a great bit about cranberry. It's like, can't stand. He's like, yo, grape juice, what's up? Let me get in there. He's like, yo, can I get in there? Like cranberry's like always trying to like, what's up? Let me get in. Like
it's always mooching off of the popular
fruit.
Yeah,
avocado. Like, yeah. Do you want to eat alone? No, but you're like, dude, what's that? Like tacos, fish tacos? Let me get in there.
Mm.
Toast? Yeah, let me get in there. They're all like, yeah, let me get in. Like, but I haven't seen cauliflower around.
It's a big, I've seen it with as like a chicken wing replacement, like for as a vegetarian option. They'll do fried cauliflower. So it'll be like, you can have the chicken wings or the fried cauliflower.
But it's also
I think
like
it's
a,
trash.
Like deep fried.
Yeah.
So it's like you're doing all the benefits of vegetable is not, you don't have it when you deep fry it.
Right? Is that true? It takes out. Nutrients?
I'm pretty sure. Well, I mean, it definitely doesn't.
It's adding on all this fried grease,
it's all the breading,
breadcrumbs, yeah, and
so
all
like
that.
A chicken breast, mm-hmm, is the stuff, but then you like fry chicken. You're like, I'm going to do a healthy substitute chicken breast, not the fry.
Yeah, I wonder if it just cancels out across the board.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you just get the just. It's
so. How was the journey?
I was like,
I didn't mean to over dramatize.
Well,
that.
I wanted to go out there. I was like, well, I'll tell you what. I was like, this is like the trifecta of like my like wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Chick-fil-A,
yep,
the South,
yep,
new menu item, could be controversial,
yep,
have some jokes on it. I go, yeah, this is, I got to fly down.
That's
there.
All you.
Yeah. Yeah. And somebody messaged me on Instagram, like, dude, we have, I go, well, they work at one of the stores.
Nice.
I go, well, show me, like physically show me one because, mm-hmm, I want to see what it looks like. And because there's like a, There's like a McDonald's that's like all automated in Texas.
Oh yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, but it's not. It's if you go in there and order, a human still brings it to you.
Okay.
Because I asked the guy, I go, how does it? Because if I'm gonna fly down there, I need to know that it's like,
yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah,
yeah. That I can make a story out of it.
Yeah, we can't be bamboozled by.
Nah, we
here.
Can't fly all the way. We got yeah. If I'm gonna text, anyway, I got down there and I got the sandwich, and the guy goes, well, you might need some. This is my first red flag, and I love Chick-fil-A, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I said in the video, I go, this is like me. I'm coming across party lines because I said me not liking something from Chick-fil-A is like a Democrat being like, hey, maybe all this like climate change stuff is like,
mm-hmm.
we were just kind of embellish that, or yeah. like a Republican being like, hey, maybe we should get rid of some of these guns.
Yeah, it's almost blasphemous.
Yeah,
it's definitely
me.
Like, whoa,
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So, yeah. but I, it, the guy goes, well, you might need. He goes, you want any sauces? I go, no. He goes, well, you might need some honey barbecue, or you Ooh. Might need some whatever the sauce was to go with it. And that was a buffalo. And I go, ding, 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 ding. Like, you know, if you go to like Kane Prime.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Yes.
Go to a steakhouse. You don't ask for A1.
No. You go to Outback. You ask for A1.
Sure.
For like the Outback special, which is fire, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't go. I go, So, okay. All right, got it. Yeah,
so, yeah. Oh, yeah, minus points. All
right. Yeah, so, yeah. No, but I tasted it. It wasn't, I mean, it's not for me.
Okay.
It was not for me. Yeah. But it was a fun experience down there. And I like going to make stuff.
Content-wise?
If I could have a day off and it's like something I could. Now, there's no barriers to like, you know, do we have to bring the camera guy or the edit's going to come? Like, it's a kind of an in, it's like, and I can come up with all the jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go by yourself?
Yeah.
Nice.
I get it, yeah.
Do you like traveling solo?
Yeah,
I do too.
Yeah, and I like to travel. So
I feel like you get in your own world, like headphones on, just I'm doing this.
Well, you know what, dude? I don't know if I sent this to like Tom Segura was Bert Kreischer were on a podcast together. Like, would you? He goes, Bert, you know, I was doing all these dates and all these amazing tours. He goes, would you be happy living out in Hawaii, just like on an island? He goes, this is, and I sent this to Lydia because I connected with this a bunch. He goes, I would be happy if I had like. A mission.
Mm.
Like, so if we're sitting having margaritas and somebody comes and say, hey, Brenda, her car got lost. And Bert goes, what? He's like, yeah, last time I saw, and then he could go like, that's like flying in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like cruises too, because you have like a, like we're going somewhere.
Mm.
Like we're going.
There's a roadmap for you.
Yeah, you got to get off here. You can hang out for the day, but then we got to get back on and we're going.
Yep.
And then like, that's the airport. It's like, if you're just, you're like, yeah, this is like, yeah, we got to go. Even if you said, hey, fly to Charleston and this guy has a bag of $2,000, can you just grab it and pick it? We can't ship it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, yeah, I'll do that.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll do, yeah.
Great mission.
Yeah, it's a mission. It's almost like a like buried treasure.
Yeah.
But it's like, you want to go. I guess that's what the tour is in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, this bus, like load up the food, load up the people. We're going on like a. We got something to do.
Yeah. A buddy of mine was doing, in his early days in the industry, was doing like travel booking. He was routing tours and stuff.
He was
out of New York.
Yeah.
And one of the tours he was working on was Justin Bieber's.
Yeah.
And so he had to go because Justin was in Europe and needed his dog. And
wait,
his
dog, I've heard stories like this before.
Yeah. His dog was in LA.
And so
it was my friend Rob had to go from New York across the country to LA, get the dog, get back on a plane.
Because you can't fly.
Then fly to Europe with the dog just to bring it to Justin. Was like, dude, thank you so much. You're the best. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
It cost you $120,000.
That was it? Yeah, probably.
I heard the same story, but I mean, I don't even know if these are true, but about his like hair gel, or like it, not his hair gel, it's like his face. Like he had a certain, like when he was had like acne or something
stuff.
Like that. Yeah, he's like, I needed it.
Yeah.
He's like, all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, the, you know, the most dumbed down version of this is what? Like dudes at like some kind of like party, like, do we need ice? You know, they go, yeah, hey, you want to, and especially at a party that you probably don't, your wife maybe either brought you to or the kids are like, the grilling is a perfect example.
Yes.
The guys just need, hey, tongs, spatula, meat, seasoning.
Can you bring the buns?
Yeah.
You bring the buns? You forgot the buns? Go get the buns.
Oh, you got to go get the buns. Because you got something to do.
Yep.
And they go, dude, you can.
That is such a dude
thing.
Like, we just need something to do. Give me a mission. Give me a purpose.
Yeah, it's not even, sometimes it's not even about money or about, I mean, the obviously more important or the more like positive effect you could have on maybe mankind. Or, but if you go literally, hey, go dig a hole and then like plants, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, dude. And you could look, that's why mowing the grass is great.
Mm.
You don't have grass, do you?
I do.
You do? You have a little bit?
I have a little bit of grass.
Yeah, do you cut it?
No.
Yeah, you don't cut it.
No, somebody else cuts it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's like, you can go, and like our jobs in digital or content or whatever, we don't have this, but you go, look at that. That's what it was, mm-hmm. like construction.
I built my patio.
Yeah, how'd it feel?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did the whole thing, like put it on my story, was psyched about it. And probably
the least, like time management-wise, the least effective.
Yeah, extremely.
Because you were going back and forth to the...
I still wouldn't consider it done. Like, it's usable, but like, I don't love how...
Guys just need, Lydia goes, hey, I'm like... She has these two like windows at the top of her like bedroom, mm-hmm. that like shine light in. Like they're like whatever they call, like on a boat, whatever those windows
are. Oh, like a port.
Yeah,
port
like
window.
Way up there. Okay. And she goes, I just feel like I haven't been sleeping well because the port windows. I go, yeah, dude. I go, I got a project, dude. I'm on it. I go, say less.
Yeah.
And I know nothing, dude. By the way, nothing about... I go, nah, I got it.
Yeah.
And so there are square windows, but they're up 15 feet.
Yeah.
And my cousin is like in construction. I go, hey, how would you, what's the best way to solve this?
Yep.
Because they're like inset. And you can't, you wouldn't buy blinds because it's an apartment. It's a waste of money.
Sure.
But you don't want to just put like a trash bag over it.
Right.
With some, but I go, so I went to Bed Bath & Beyond and got like a hanger that doesn't drill in, that just like expands and like a shower curtain, shower rod.
Nice.
And then I had these long drapes and then I cut them with the scissors and then I mean it was a whole thing.
Well done, dude.
Yeah, it felt great.
I love the patio. I spent like 4 months on YouTube just like researching and like I like that part more than I actually even like the execution of the project.
Yeah,
I like the prep and the learning for the project.
Yeah.
And I'll never do another patio in my life. So it's completely useless.
That's the same. Well, that's like the it's like the dopamine rush.
Mm-hmm.
That you're like, oh, we're gonna it's like planning a vacation.
Yes.
It's like fun.
Yes.
Oh, but look at this place now. They got the pool, but they got access to the river. They got a canoe. Oh, they got fishing. Oh, let's go over here. Like it's a whole That's the I was awesome.
I love that.
And I don't know how to do stuff either.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of guys listening. No, more and more guys are listening.
Guys.
Yeah, this one's
what's up,
fellas.
Guys?
Sup, dude.
Sup, guys. Dude, welcome to the podcast,
dude,
man.
Welcome. Dude, you know what I did? I cleaned my this is kind of a flex, but not really.
Go ahead.
All right. Dude, I said I was.
Go ahead.
Doesn't
count. I'm ready for it.
All right. My Range Rover has like... Nah, dude. Dang it, dude. My Range Rover has, it's a
two
black.
Two words to flex as hard as you can. Range Rover.
It has it's a black, but it has the red brake calipers.
Nice.
And they feel like after a while they get brake dust on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I bet I could clean those.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning the brake caliper. You have to take the wheel off. And you have to put
you
it on.
You do have to take the wheel off.
You have to take the wheel off and put it on the jack, but then you can just like rub it. It's like soap and water.
Sure.
Yeah. But I was like, that's a thing I could do.
There you go.
And I did. I can't do more stuff than that.
That's pretty manly, dude.
Nah, well, it's not. Really
I've never taken the tire off a car.
You never have?
Ever. No.
I said in my show that it was like a, this is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it is.
I said in the show that it's like, you know what, what's the name of that company that has like, they take away your kids if you're not a good parent?
CPS, Child Protective Services.
CPS, yeah, they come over.
The company.
They come
the government
over,
agency.
Look, Achilles like, no, dude. They come over and they go, hey, you can't have these kids anymore because we got report. Like that's, if there was like a CPS for like having a girlfriend, they'd be like, hey, you can't. They'd be like, hey,
nah.
Dude, we got reports that you don't know how to put air in your girlfriend's tire. You can't have her. What? No, hold on. Nah.
Wait, that's awesome.
We got reports that you guys are watching a movie and there was a loud bang and you put your head under the pillow. They just knock. Hey, you can't have. What? You have to have like a, I'm guessing CPS came to my house once.
For what?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, because we were wilding, dude. We had eight kids.
They're just like, there's too many.
There's like what they interviewed. I remember they interviewed me.
Really?
CBS interviewed me.
What kind of questions? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I was too young. I remember they were wearing baby blue shirts and khakis.
Okay.
And two of them came to our house.
They weren't Jehovah's Witnesses?
They could have been. They could have been. We were on the we're on the same team. No, we're not on the same team as them. Oh. But they still knock, though. They don't discriminate.
How old were you?
Oh, man. I don't remember the questions.
That's crazy.
So my mom listens to this podcast. She's probably going to fact check this.
Yeah.
If it wasn't CPS, mother, set us straight.
What if you found out your parents like played a joke on you and just brought in some random
hilarious. He's like, do you brush your teeth at night? Yeah. No, get out. Yeah. Anyway. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Big Super Bowl.
Sure did, dude.
Yeah, great game.
Unbelievable game.
Yeah.
A little controversy at the end there.
Yeah. I mean.
It's tough.
He said he held him.
I think that's bogus of him to come out and say that.
Dude, what? You can't have a conspiracy like this.
You can't come out there and say that.
Well, hold on. You're saying they made him?
So he got called for the penalty, right?
Yeah.
This is the biggest play of your life.
Yeah.
You're going to come out here and just be like, yeah, I held him. Even though on the video, I don't think that's a call that should be made.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Like Michael Jordan never says he pushed off Craig Ehlers. No, he wouldn't.
And he definitely did. And but he that's did. Another did. Story.
Yeah, he yeah, for yeah. sure. He goes, that's fair play.
Yeah, dude.
Nobody. I've never heard of anyone doing that.
And it definitely lets the NFL off the hook.
This is like that Area 50. What's that? Not Area 51. That on the Simon and Geller. What's that show called? Alien? Now, when we were growing up, it's a popular TikTok audio. You know the
X-Files.
Yeah, yeah, Simon and Geller. Yeah. Who's what?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either. Yeah.
But yes, X-Files. So,
no, what's that girl's name? It's David Duchovny and something.
You're just saying names. I don't know.
That's
right now.
That audio.
Okay.
Is what you're just saying right now.
Got it.
You think it's something behind it.
I do.
Yeah.
I definitely do. Why would you come out and say that? That's crazy.
I never heard anyone say that.
That also takes, like, you're speaking for your teammates, too.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we got robbed. We should have won the Super Bowl.
And they got
here.
Your back. And everybody's like, we defend you.
Mm-hmm. And, you're like, no. And then you're like, no, actually, I did it. That's what I'm saying. Like,
we're allowed to ask.
Why would you say that?
We always say on this podcast, you're allowed to ask.
As an elite athlete,
you know what?
on the biggest stage of your career, on the biggest play of your career, in the biggest moment of the biggest game of your career.
You admitted it?
You admit to something that I don't think you even did.
And also, they reviewed it.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew. they reviewed it. So he looked. If you're in the post game, where are you seeing this?
If you're in
where
post game,
are you watching?
There's TVs in the locker room.
Their TVs and they're reviewing.
I'm sure they're playing.
He's probably on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe.
Where are you seeing it?
If you're him, you gotta go run to see the tape because you know you're about to be pressed.
I thought you looked
too.
Up and saw it.
If they're playing it there, you definitely see it. They did review it.
Yeah.
Then it's on the screen.
Well, Aaron Rodgers said one time, he goes, why'd you make that challenge that call? And he goes, I looked up. He was on the away team. And he goes, I looked up and saw it. And I got that. And he.
Nice.
I was like, yeah, that's a balls move.
Yeah. So that's my take.
Here's my thing on the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is a Super Bowl. It's always a gathering together. So like, and I've said this before, like however many years ago people started, when did you think the height of like people getting offended at stuff on the internet happened?
Oh gosh.
Like when people got their own like platforms.
Maybe 2020 just because people had time. During COVID.
It was starting to be like people getting like offended at jokes and like super, super offended recently. But like you look at commercials and I go, hey, and I've tweeted this before. We all can't get offended at every single part of humor and then watch the Super Bowl and go, how come there were no funny commercials?
Yes.
I go, we did this. I'm not even pointing fingers at other people. Like we did this to ourselves.
Yes.
Like we said, oh, so-and-so is racist because they, oh, so-and-so is disrespectful to so-and-so community. Oh, if you have animals, how did the, like, we all said, I can't believe, and then they go, everybody's mad that there are no funny commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I go, this is the byproduct of that.
Yeah.
And like, if that, so people don't, I think the culture is going to like come back around to like, Those wild comedies that like even I would say like The Office.
Yeah.
Everybody says like could never be made today.
Yeah.
And The Office was in the what? 2000. When did it stop? 2016 or 17?
Let me check.
Oh, first episode 2005.
Okay, so this was like 9 seasons at least.
When did it end? 9 seasons, nailed it.
Yeah. I knew it was 9 seasons. But it's not one of, is it one a year?
2005 to 2013.
All right. So yeah, 2013 and so like that stuff about like, you know, they have like a basketball game and then like Michael like picks Stanley.
Yes.
Just like, or like they're like Oscar about like the gay stuff. He's like, you know.
Yes.
And it's like, that, this is why, but what people don't understand about humor is that was like, that was very anti-racist. They were showing Michael being like, don't be this.
Yes.
And he's like, that's whatever a cause or agenda you have, that show is in support of you.
Right.
The most in support of you. Mm-hmm. But they were like, I can't believe, right? And that show, everybody would say you can never make that show today.
No, you definitely
like the Sex and the City.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a disaster.
Because
the point of it, we've talked about this before, the point of it was like being like raunchy and like across the line. And like right. Now it's like being remade and they're like trying to go back and right all their wrongs. Right?
Yeah.
That's not what humor is though.
How do you think that comes back around though? You know what I mean? Because it's like, I think it all comes back to like advertisers at the end of the day.
All right. Yeah. All right. That's what I said. So I go, all right, if you're Pepsi, here's from what I know of it. If you're Pepsi, you have an ad firm, you have an advertising agency that's in New York, you know, whatever. They have reps in there. So if they get the Pepsi contract, right? So they go, hey, we want to do something for the Super Bowl. There's 5, let's say 6 different ad reps on the account. And Pepsi is with the biggest ad advertising agency and the senior people are like, no one wants to lose a job.
Right.
So if one of the junior like interns goes, hey, we should have like so-and-so that's canceled do this. And be like, I'm canceled. But like they go, it's got to go to the senior guy. And then it's got to go through the whole firm. And then it's got to go back to Pepsi. And if Pepsi doesn't like it, or they're going to fire their ad agency.
Right. So which is millions of dollars a year on account.
Millions of dollars. And the ad agency doesn't want to lose the Pepsi contract.
Right.
So they're going to go, hey, we're going to give you... Literally every single one was just like a celebrity.
Yeah, so we're not bringing Kanye on for this one.
Dude.
That's
I bet like the intern that like doesn't have much to lose. He goes, "You should."
Yeah,
and they go, "No."
And that's probably the funniest ad that they could have made.
And that's why, like, I guess fortunately or unfortunately, like podcasting and like all these type of things where people still can't, and people get canceled off these too.
Yeah,
but people, this is where people go, "Yeah, I can." I mean. Even that, like the, if you thought that about the holding call in the last Super Bowl, like if you were on ESPN, you cannot say that.
No.
You cannot say that.
No way.
Okay. Why can you not say that?
Because the ESPN doesn't want to lose the contract to broadcast the NFL.
Like, yes. They don't want, they don't want the NFL
or
mad
Fox
at
or
them.
Whoever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're on Fox, you don't want to say it because you don't want to get fired off. Because if the NFL says, hey, Fox, we don't like what Tony Romo said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never calling a game again.
Why? Yep. Dude? Because they're in bed. If Pepsi calls down to the ad agency and said, hey, on that conference call, we didn't like that one comment you're on the streets.
They're gone. We already fired them. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Yeah.
You're bye. Yeah,
they're gone. They don't work here anymore. Oh, no. We fired them too. We thought the same thing. We fired them already. Yeah.
We already fired them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye. It's like,
when was the last time Super Bowl commercials were funny?
5 years ago, years ago.
At minimum. I think it's more.
Might be. Yeah. There was like, they don't go for humor. They go for like, they tag your emotions on like empathy or like, what's it called when something in the past, like it's very
nostalgia.
They go for nostalgia and like, the one with Bradley Cooper with the older, like Lydia was like, I don't know who this is. Like, this is it was like Susan Sarandon or I don't know who it was. Somebody, I didn't know who it was either. I go, oh, this is like you got like the guys from that ever, whatever hospital show and John Travolta.
Oh, Scrubs.
Yeah, Scrubs. And I go, what are we doing, dude? What are we doing?
It was a terrible commercial.
It's terrible.
Like, so bad, dude.
Terrible.
So bad.
But
by the way, I can never work with them now.
Not for saying
that. So there you go. Yeah. There
well,
it is.
Somebody, all right. So if somebody.
It's horrendous.
But that's what, dude.
And not funny. And not
funny,
clever.
Not funny. But stand-up comedy shows, ask any of my comedy buddies, are packed. Mm-hmm. Stand-up comedy, there's a line around the block twice.
Yeah.
I think Theo, I looked something, he added like a ninth show.
Yeah, dude.
Like I'm adding like second and third and like fourth show. He's added nine.
Yeah. He's like, oh, 3 and 4, that's cute, bro.
Nine, dude. He's like, he's going to be in Indiana for like 3 weeks.
That's insane.
Yeah, just like, because he's like saying things.
Yeah.
He's just, that's it.
Yep.
That's really it.
It's crazy.
And you can't go anywhere else. Like, if there was like a, I'm trying to think of, like, I wrote a sketch one time. It was like, trying not to be racist in 2020 or something like that. And it was like, oh no. Like, it was me watching. We were live. We were going on Facebook Live. Me and a bunch of black guys were watching. It was like, what do you guys want to watch? The NBA? You're like, oh, really? I'm like, no, because it's on Sunday. And I just keep like, no. And then it's like, oh, great. Barack Obama's sitting in the first row. Like, what do you mean? No, because like whenever he's there, like, and just kind of just keep like
digging.
And taking, like, oh, what do you, and it's like my buddy goes, hey, you're getting up to the kitchen. Like, what do you want to drink? And I bring him back like a grape Fanta. And everyone's like, oh, really? It's like, he says this is his favorite drink. He comes over here every week.
Yeah.
And this is what he likes to drink. And he goes, I do like that. Like something like that. That's that if you, I mean, you'd have to wager your whole professional life on the joke.
Yeah.
But that I like.
And there's so many other names involved too at like when you take that into a TV world.
It has to be, yeah.
Now it's like, well, there's 55 credits on that commercial. They all had a hand in it.
Yeah.
And so they all have to be on board with like, I want to put my name on this.
Gosh.
Because your next job, they might be like, well, you did that one, didn't you?
You're the guy that, yeah. You're the guy. And that's why I say, like, I said it in the YouTube version of the cauliflower. I go, we can't, like, I would imagine this is, it's like a test in a couple of cities, but even if you got to a couple of cities to get on the menu, it's still millions of dollars to,
oh, for sure,
to get to the menu and in research and development. Yes. And I go, don't fire the guy that tried this.
Right.
Because that energy is, he's going to come with the next thing.
Yeah.
He's going to learn, like, a joke. You guy, he swings and misses on a joke. Mm-hmm. Don't, because he had the guts to be like, I'll put this out there.
Yeah. The was it Edison did the light bulb, right?
Yeah, did he?
I think he said like, I found 99 ways to not make a light bulb.
Yeah, and
before I found the way to make one. And it's like, yeah, that's what it is. You had to try. Like, it's the only way you get anywhere.
Like, you can't crush the guy for swinging.
Yeah,
yeah. Which is like, but these ads are not swings. They're not swings.
That's the problem.
Yes,
that's what the real problem is.
They're not. You go.
You're playing it safe.
Yes, but the context of the you have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, if you got a mortgage and two kids and you work at that ad agency and both your kids are in private school and you drive a Tesla, I'm not swinging either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. And that, we talked about buying I live in a three bedroom like townhome. Mm-hmm. Like very, very modest.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you want to like go, my real estate agent was like, well, here's how much you can afford.
Yeah.
But if I take on that mortgage or that size of house, like then I have to, you know?
Yeah.
Like
you
I have to.
You might have to watch what's going on.
I might have to take some ads I don't necessarily believe in. I might have to take some shows I don't want to do. If you, I go, yeah, I don't like, I don't care. You can cancel me. That's not the safest place.
Right.
Maybe is the safest place. Cause you go, dude, I'm good.
Yeah.
I guess the one thing I'll say last about that, like, hey, Google, and this is a bigger company, so they're not like, no one cares about removing things from the back of your photos. Stop with that, dude. No one has ever wanted that.
I think there are, I'll push a little bit back. There are some people who want it, but it's this many people.
How does that care? Like, dude, improve your battery life, improve the camera. Yeah. Like no one's asking. And also Photoshop exists.
Yes.
Like you can,
there's 1,000 free apps that do this.
I go, how is this a selling point still?
I think phones are so good now that they've run, out of features yeah, to give us. So probably they're just like, it stands on its head.
Yeah, like, you're like, do a handstand and look at it again.
Yeah. Put your phone on the table.
Perspective.
It's like, what? Like, I go, it's like the tablets that you can write on. I mm-hmm. go, we got keyboards. Like, no one wants those. Like, going no backwards. One wants those.
Yeah.
Like, the Google thing that you can, like, draw on. We've had that since the Palm Pilot.
Yeah.
Is you had the little thing, and you could, like, draw, and no one wants it.
Mm-hmm.
The Google, I've never needed it.
They're just out of things to sell. And yeah, they're just like, hey, it also does this.
I can't.
Nobody asked for it, but it does it. And that one doesn't. So here you go.
So here, and you go.
So it's $1,300.
And you got to pull the like little pen out of that.
Yeah.
No one wants that. Yeah. No, also, you can write with your finger. Yeah. What'd you think about that one of the Coors Light, Miller Light fight?
I didn't really see the commercials.
Okay. You didn't.
No. Yeah.
Well, they weren't good.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't care.
And you know what's also even more hack? Is like white girls saying, I'm just here for the commercial. The commercials are bad.
They're
now.
Bad now.
Don't, like, the commercials are not a thing.
Yeah.
So like, I'm just here, like, they already,
I watched the
mad.
Game out at a bar, and I was
I got it.
There was a thought in my head of like, well, I won't be able to hear the commercials. And then I was like, well, I don't really want to hear the commercials.
That's like the girls being like, let's go sports ball. I'm like, hey.
I saw two girls with sports written in Sharpie.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's like, cool. For written in Sharpie, that's a commitment I respect.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I was going to ask you about that the Aaron Rodgers thing.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers.
Tee it up.
What's going on? He said that he's trying to decide where Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback. No one needs to know that. If you don't know that, I don't know what. Aaron Rodgers is going on a 4-day darkness retreat to decide his future in the NFL.
I've never heard of this.
Okay. Going to rehab is the absolutely scariest thing on earth, mm-hmm. because they take away everything, any diversion they take. We've talked about this at length before.
Yep.
They take away drugs, alcohol. There's no women there. There's no sugar. There's no caffeine. There's no music. There's no fantasy books. There's no, you have what's in your mind.
Yeah.
And that's it. There's no, like, what would you, after you get off work today, mm-hmm. what are you going to go do?
I'll probably spend some time on my phone.
What do you look on? Look on social?
Like, I like phone time, like 30 minutes of TikTok or something like that. I'll scroll a little bit, mindless, kind of wind down, do nothing.
Andrew?
Like, go to the gym, sauna, whatever. Andrew?
Same thing, TikTok.
TikTok in the gym?
Scrolling.
Yeah. It makes it like kind of numbs you out a little bit.
Yeah. You got to decompress from the day.
Any substances you guys drink or no?
Yeah, I'm going to have a drink.
But that doesn't, you don't go, you're not going to Red Door tonight.
No.
Yeah, Keely? What'd she say?
Walker Dog.
Walker Dog.
Yeah, she said.
Yeah, Walker
Dickle,
Dog.
Dickle and Do.
Walker Dog. Well, that's not even allowed in, you know, that wasn't allowed in rehab either.
Walking your dog?
No, because dog, we did equine therapy with horses.
Okay.
So like horses will match your energy.
Oh, interesting.
So dogs will just love you no matter what. They're just hyped no matter what. And you get that.
Fake.
You get
dogs are so fake.
You
like
get
that,
the dopamine rush because they're just excited to see you.
Yeah.
Horses, if you're sad, they will be sad.
So horses are the only true friends of the animal kingdom?
I mean, some could say that. Some could, the animal kingdom, dude.
Dogs are fake friends. That's what you're saying.
You know, horses.
That's crazy.
Horses are the only, horses are pack animals. Now we've domesticated them, but horses in the wild are in packs.
Yeah.
And pack animals. Who else is like this? There's a
wolves.
Zebras are like this.
Nice.
A pack animal. So if you get, have I ever told this story? If you get injured as a pack animal,
mm-hmm.
you are now putting the whole herd at risk.
Elephants do this too.
Okay. So you can't travel as fast. You can't get food as fast. You can't escape predators as fast.
Mm-hmm.
If you are injured, they know this, they will turn their back on the pack and walk to get eaten.
Whoa.
A horse that is limp or lame, living in the wild, they're all traveling, he will turn his back and walk the other way.
Like a samurai.
Yeah. To get eaten.
Whoa.
Wow.
Because they know if they stay with the pack, they're all going to die.
Wow.
And that's the only one that have that instinct. They're like, we can't try to keep up.
Yeah, a dog's not doing that.
No, dude.
No.
But, you know, have fun with your dog, Keely. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
That's actually crazy, though.
I know.
Never heard that.
I was like struggling with depression and rehab. They told me that story. I was like, great. Yeah. Well, yeah.
You're like, so where do I go?
Yeah. I left the facility.
Yeah. Point me in the direction where to get eaten. What do you mean? Like, where do I go?
Well,
the ocean's right here. Is that
right? Right here. Yeah. So just walk into it. That is like the to Aaron Rodgers, you're my buddy.
Yeah.
Was like, you know, we grew up big in like church culture and like a lot of, you know, shame surrounding, you know, purity and all that kind of stuff. And he was like, you know, let's see, he's like, he's struggling with like porn and stuff like that or whatever it was, or I don't know. So he was like, I'm going to go. So he did the same thing. He goes, I'm going to go into the wood. I'm going to put my phone. I'm going to leave everything. I'm going to hike up into the woods alone. And I'm going to sleep. I'm going to camp for 4 days to try to clear my mind and try to. And he goes, I'll see you on Sunday. It was Thursday. I just need to take some time alone with my thoughts. Didn't last the night.
Wow.
Did not last the night. Because people don't understand how loud. Like, if you didn't have any of those things, right?
Yes.
If you didn't have, they took away all the things.
Yep.
And you just had, like, you went home and it was a house. You just had a chair. You just had that couch.
Yeah.
In a room. Without a therapist or without, you would go crazy. You will
That's
not last.
That's why solitary confinement
is
so
wild.
You will not
last, dude. You will not last.
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw something recently. There's a room that is like the quietest room in the world.
Oh, you go crazy.
It's sound treated and everything. Yeah. So that like there's no reverb of sound at all.
You hear all like veins.
The longest somebody has lasted in there is like less than an hour.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Because you just lose your mind.
Yes. And the Aaron Rodgers thing, he's talking about it on, what's his name's podcast?
He was probably on McAfee.
Yeah, McAfee. He said, yeah. There's like a little, they open the door and like put like food in like every once a day or something like that.
Wow.
Which is just, but dude,
that's
a lot. Yes, it is a lot. But if you can overcome that, what's on the other side of that is so wildly freeing.
Yeah. That's some insane,
my therapist told me he went on a silent retreat, and that's the kind of the same example, like no words, just for the weekend.
We should do an episode like that.
Yeah. Yes. Next week I'm on vacation. Yeah. Silent episode. Yeah. No, but,
tune in,
dude. But all right. Well, that's a funny thing to say, but like no one would last.
No.
But that's a wild thing. But if you're not expecting that or anticipating that, you shouldn't.
No.
But why would that be so uncomfortable?
To just sit there silently?
The only time I do it is in the shower.
Yeah. Well, even
you
that.
You put on music?
I'm putting on music usually.
Dude,
yeah,
come
something.
On.
Yeah.
You?
I have stuff on all
What about,
the time.
What do you lay awake in bed or no?
When I'm going
you
to sleep.
You put your phone down, you
no,
go
I
right
listen
to sleep.
No, I listen to say there's TV on or a YouTube video on or something. The time that I get quiet is like sauna, steam room. That's my quiet.
Wait, the same.
Yeah.
And it's 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people are chatting. I'm on an NDA with I can't talk about the sauna anymore.
Okay.
I'm not really, but it's wild. That's a wild thing's going on. We talked about the sauna at the Soho House in here a couple times. Uh-huh. And the thing I saw in there last, I cannot speak about. It's not, no, dude, that's serious. It's wild.
Okay,
it's
we'll
getting
talk
out of
after,
control.
We'll talk
it's getting out, so out of pocket in there. But some people go in there with their phones. I don't. But
I don't either.
That's 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And they're in the shower, but that's where the best, we made a music video last weekend and Church or Weed Shop, which I've been doing for a long time. A lot of my most unbelievable ideas have come from when I was in rehab.
Nice.
All my best creative ideas came from there. And they're still playing out now in my show.
So do you try to recreate?
I mean, you can't.
Like that, you know what I mean? Like how do you get back to that headspace in like outside of rehab?
I mean, there's pretty easy way to get back to it.
Yeah. I know one way that I could definitely get back there. It worked before.
It would take me right there, dude. Hey, I'm back.
Fast track. Oh, yeah. Shoot, we've been expecting you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We knew you were coming. Yeah, it is wild. I don't know how you would recreate that. I mean,
it's hard.
I have great ideas. Like when I go on a walk, sometimes I don't bring my phone. I would bring a pen and paper.
Nice.
Because if you have an idea out there, you want to write it down.
Right.
But yeah, dude. Even when I edit, like I still have my notifications on. And I'm going
right
back and forth with the, you know?
Yeah. It's constant stimulus. The thing about this Aaron Rodgers thing too, is like the darkness aspect adds something
too. Yeah. That's something with it too.
Cause like, that's what like, you know, float tanks.
Yeah.
Like it's a whole sensory deprivation thing. Yeah. Like the darkness takes away even the sight aspect of it. So that's got to put you in I'm sure you got to get to a point where you start hallucinating.
Where you didn't know, like when we went to that, we went on a cave. We went into a cave for like in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. It was like a, no, it was in Springfield, Missouri. And it was like, he goes, this place, this cave, we took a train way back, not a tram. And he's like, and they shut the lights off. I go, this is the only time in your whole life that you're ever going to experience 100% darkness.
Wow.
Because he goes, this place in the bottom of the ocean.
Wow.
Are the only 100, I'm talking about 100. You could never get even close in your house.
That's nuts.
Not even close.
Yeah.
100% dark. And he goes, your eyes are open and you can't see.
Are you afraid of the dark?
No, but I was scared of that.
Yeah.
Or it's very disorienting.
Yeah.
Very disorienting. Yeah. That it messes up your, like when I was, I was like very angry with something 2 days ago and I was in traffic and I might've missed that. It was yesterday. I might've missed that flight down to Charleston. And mm-hmm. I was so like, just jacked up, dude. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely. But it's wild. Those emotions are like, dude, you got to get like, you got to get in control of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, they're yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild. Anyway. Oh, you want to talk about the let's see, where do you want to go?
We can go here.
Yeah. You want to go to the shelter?
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
All right, dude. This is an awesome story, actually. Well, I mean, it's funny. We went to, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. Let me just say this. This podcast, we've been blessed, you know, to have a bunch of advertisers and a lot of listeners. And it what'd you say, Andrew, before the show? This is the third record week in a row.
Yeah.
Squad going up, mm-hmm. dude. Anyway, so how would you describe this neighborhood?
There's a lot of homeless people wandering around.
Yeah, a lot.
At all times during the day.
A lot.
And yeah, I mean, it's a very industrial neighborhood. There's a lot
but it's
of
downtown.
Like, it is downtown.
But because of the shelter is why there's homeless people.
Yeah, two shelters.
So there's two gigantic homeless shelters like on either side of us here.
Yeah.
And so we drive down here and there's homeless people in the street
mm-hmm.
all the time.
All the time.
And I guess I feel some kind of something. Mm-hmm. Where I go here and we have these advertisers and we're successful and profitable. And I just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
And I go, I talked about this with them. So we took a tour in essence of this, the homeless shelter. And yeah. I go, hey, we drive by past here every time. We got a podcast. We want to come by and see what's going on. And they're like, yeah, come on by. So we went by and they're right in the front was this, a huge, like a, what was it? We call it like a tree. On that, the wall, remember that?
Yes. Yeah. There's a big like mural on the wall of a tree where they've like put
names.
So are they stones?
They're like leaves.
Leaves.
Dude, what? A tree? Yeah, they're leaves.
I didn't know what the.
Oh, this, they like, might be stones, but yeah. They're shape of leaves.
They're shape of leaves on the.
Like, what's a stone?
Like there's stones on the tree?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're on the wall and they all have names.
And they all have names. There are 700-800 of them.
Yeah.
And I go, what are all these? And these are all the people that have died here.
Yeah.
And like.
Some of them even say like unknown.
Yeah.
Like they.
Yeah.
They just put something up.
And it's very, it's a very dignifying place. Like one of the things that the homeless shelter there is goes, she said, we want to treat people like human beings. Mm-hmm. And they said, one of the things that they do is they don't, they are the mail source for a lot of people. A lot of homeless people don't have an address.
Yep.
And you can just put the person's name and the address and you don't have to put attention room at the end, attention. Cause everybody wants to be treated. When you tell somebody, in essence, you're living at a shelter. It's embarrassing.
Right.
And he's like, that's one step forward for somebody to think that they have ownership. You don't have to endure that shame.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, it's incredible. And that was the same thing with the tree.
Yeah.
And I go, how did all these people die?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah, there's addiction. And of course, you know, ancillary addiction, like when you're going to get in. And he goes, a lot of them get hit by a car.
Yeah.
And I go, right? I go, okay, thank you. Because I'm driving down this road and everybody is in the street,
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And when I went to New York City to do shows, there's the homeless people, they walk in between the cars. And that's like, we talked about this before. It's like, that's not like suicide, but that's like, you can't get someone out of homelessness if they don't first care about their life,
yes.
about being alive.
Yeah.
And if you were homeless, and why would you not walk in front of traffic.
Right.
You go, I don't know. I don't really want to be here anyway.
That was what struck me the most of the whole, we were there for what, like an hour and a half?
Yeah.
The whole like conversation, the whole tour, what really stuck with me was she was like, look, homeless people aren't like lazy like everybody thinks. Yeah. That's not why they're there. They have a lot of stuff there that is baggage that they're carrying with them that may have put them in this position. But like they feel like they've resigned themselves to like, this is just my life now.
Yep.
And so it's more so of like, well, this is my reality.
Yeah.
Not a laziness. It's just this has been possible to get out of, so I'm just going to be here, and that's that.
But we all of us have capped ourselves at some kind of spot.
Sure.
Right? I work at Marshall's, and I'm a cashier. Like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut, or I wanted to be, but I'm kind of...
resigned to that.
And not that that's a bad job, but, like, you're resigned to, like, this is as far as I'm going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's on there somewhere.
Yeah.
And the people that can still... as think and dream and wish and hope for more are the people that are still. But they said the wildest thing, we should have like one of the ads should be like just for them.
Yeah. I mean, we're kind of
doing
whatever
it
right
we
want. Now.
Yeah. We can do it. Yeah. I was going to say, yeah. If we don't have an ad, we'll put them in.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should do something where we'll double it or something like that. We'll figure something out. We want to work with them because they're in our community.
Absolutely.
Here's one of the wildest things that I took away from that is I go, so what? Why can't these people get jobs, right? Because that's the big homelessness. Why can't they get jobs?
Yeah.
Because they seem able-bodied. And she said, the Peg Leg Porker is a barbecue restaurant across the street.
Literally.
Literally across the street from here.
Yep.
She goes, you could get a job in that kitchen. You could get a job in that kitchen making more than any of our full-time employees here.
Yeah.
Right now.
She said washing dishes.
Washing dishes.
Yep.
You can make, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, think of all, and this is just a wild thing to think of when you think about people on the street or homeless, because it is a burden.
Yeah.
When I see people on the street and I'm driving, it does something to me, but it does something to everybody.
Yeah.
And she goes, think about the obstacles you would have to overcome to get that job.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, first of all, how are you going to get there? You're going to walk. How are you going to get up in time? Mm-hmm. If they have an alarm clock. Okay. You're going to get a uniform. How are you going to keep that uniform clean? Where are you going to wash it? She goes, you're going to get a paycheck. Where are you going to cash it?
Right.
You can't get a bank account. You can't because you don't have an ID.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't like there. And then what? All the skills that we have that we talk to each other that you go, if you go, hey, we can't do the podcast at 10 because I'm a little late. I want to do 10:30. If I go, screw you, dude. Mm-hmm. We said 10 o'clock. I'm out.
Yep.
Like that, and then you're fired.
Yep.
Right. So the dishwashing goes, hey, we're a little short on the guy that can take. Can you run the trash out to the dumpster? I don't do that. Or a guy says, hey, screw you. The interpersonal skills that we have.
Yeah.
That have somehow made us being able to be successful.
Well, and just
they don't
like,
have those.
And like in that example specifically too, she was talking about just like with past trauma of like how has somebody had experience with authority figures in the past? How will that then affect how they deal with this? So when their boss says, hey, you're doing this wrong, do it this way, they might just say, up yours.
Yeah.
And then, okay, you're out of a job.
Because of their past.
Yes. And she had said, these people can get 100 jobs, they'll lose 100 jobs.
Yes.
They're just not prepared for it yet.
Because they don't have the skills to do it.
Yeah.
So you go, hey, you need to be here. If I was at a job interview and they said, be here at noon, I would go, I would be there at 11:45.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be there at 11:45, sitting in my car, ready, just because, I don't know, I learned that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or my parents taught me, right? Or shower or get a haircut. Or like all these things that you thought you just,
very
shoes.
Simple things that like we take for granted for sure.
Brush your teeth. You're I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And you go, oh.
I like that they call it a human development center.
Oh, shoot. Did I mess that up?
Instead of.
John. Yeah.
No, instead of like, you know what I mean?
Shelter.
Like that's because that's what they're doing there.
Yeah.
They're helping
yeah.
people develop themselves. Yeah. I think that's incredible.
People were just in there, dude, doing karaoke.
Yeah, it was.
It was awesome.
It was cool.
Yeah.
People were happy in there.
Yeah. People were happy in there, dude. Happier than me.
That's cool, man.
Nah, just kidding.
It's real cool.
Anyway, you want to get to the news?
Yeah. Let's get to the news. But first, before we go to the news, let's talk about Miracle Brand.
Oh, Miracle Brand, baby. Through thick and thin.
Dude.
Miracle Brand has been there for me.
They got you sleeping right?
All these nights that I've been angry, stressed, tired, happy. The range of emotions, you know, has been there for me the whole time.
Miracle Brand.
Miracle
Brand. It's a whisper.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts impacts on your sleep quality.
For
if you
sure.
Wake up hot or too cold, I highly recommend. Check out Miracle Brands bed sheets. I sleep on them. Alex sleeps on them. Yep. You want to be like us? Wait, manufactured by NASA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember reading that. They are pretty fly though.
Mm-hmm.
I have them. I mean, I wear
nice.
I don't know how to say it. Self-cleaning proper, self-cooling properties for better quality sleep. It does be doing that. Like everybody was on the silk sheets there in the 90s and they stick to you.
Yeah.
I was going to make a joke, but I was like, I don't want to get fired by Miracle Brand, dude. Listen, I'm doing exactly what the Super Bowl ads did. Shoot. Self-cleaning. These sheets are infused with natural silver. Natural silver? What, have I never read this copy before?
I don't know.
You read it.
I say it every week.
Yeah, I don't listen. Prevents 99.9% of bacterial growth, leaving them stay cleaner and fresh three times longer than other sheets. That's true, because I don't wash them. They didn't recommend I say that, but luxurious comfort quality. What color are ours? Ours are like dark gray.
Mine are, it's like a blue gray kind of.
Yeah, mine are nice. I've been sleeping on them since the day I got them. Better for your skin, luxurious comfort and quality. You want to go to the call to action, baby?
Go to trymiracle.com/netpositive to try it today. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Save over 40% and be sure to use our promo code netpositive at checkout to save even more and get three free towels. And another guarantee here, because we love brands with guarantees.
Happiness.
Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Money back. So not happiness, but money back. Though, which can lead to happiness, because we all know money is happiness.
Oh, 100%. So
if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. So upgrade your sleep with Miracle Brand. Go to trymiracle.com/netpositive and use the code netpositive to claim your three-piece free towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/netpositive to treat yourself.
Treat yourself. They don't say yourself.
They said yourself. You I spiced it up a little bit. I took a liberty.
Creative
there.
Liberty.
A little liberty.
Dude, we have one more sponsor.
Who?
She's not a sponsor though. But Colleen.
Yeah.
This jacket, bro.
That's you?
Yeah, it is. Colleen made me this jacket. Dude,
so sick.
Colleen at the Soho House. Colleen, she can find her on my Instagram.
Love it.
She made me this jacket. I wanted to have like a construction jacket, but also like a jean jacket.
Nice.
She's like, bro.
That's so sick. It's like a 3M cuff there.
Dog, hit me, bro.
That's sweet, dude. And now you won't get hit by a car.
Let him know. I will definitely not get hit by a car. Dude, I should be giving these out.
There you go.
Yeah,
yeah, dude.
They, it's freshest styles, dude. Hit Colleen if you want her to make you something. I sent her a construction vest and this jean jacket.
And then she made this piece of magic.
Baby, let's go.
So sweet.
Let's get to the news, baby.
All right, here's what we got. So this first story, coming in hot out of New York.
Just read the headline.
Here's the headline. New York school food vendor apologized for serving chicken and waffles on the first day of Black History Month.
Dude, you can't do that.
So.
All right, hold on, hold on. Okay, I see. All right, if we're, you can't get mad at people for swinging. You can't get. You can.
You can.
No, you can.
In this instance, you can. Yeah,
All right. This, I'm guessing that this is not done with negative intent.
I would assume
if
so.
If it is, we obviously do not condone that.
I assume
that
the best in people.
I'm going to assume that somebody was just like, I mean,
dude, I want to help.
Just read the first paragraph, so I can get my arms around this story.
All right, so this says, a New York middle school is apologizing after serving students with a meal on the first day of Black History Month that was deemed to be culturally insensitive. Administrators at Nyack Middle School say that the hot lunch menu was changed by the vendor without their knowledge February 1st.
So they're
pointing a finger at the vendor.
Yep.
It was changed to include chicken and waffles with a watermelon dessert.
No. All right. I didn't see that part. Is that in there?
Yep.
You were joking. That's horrific, dude.
This is real.
All right. I thought the chicken and waffles. I didn't see the watermelon.
Chicken and waffles with a watermelon dessert, which the school's principal called a, quote, unfortunate situation.
Yeah, it's not fortunate.
Yeah, no.
It's not fortunate.
No fortune in this situation.
No fortune whatsoever.
Very bad.
The middle school?
This is actually, and I'm just, as I'm scanning this too, this is, the company is the same
Airmark
company that was my college's.
Yeah, they do my, they do everybody's catering.
Yeah.
Well, how come this is not a story?
Not anymore, they don't.
How come it's not a story?
Dude.
I mean, no, I mean, they are still, because if you're a college, to switch from Aramark, mm-hmm. is, you're not doing that.
It's a bad move.
No, well, you can't. Right. I mean, that's where you're going.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, it was maybe where you're going.
They're canceling?
So I went and looked this up because I was curious immediately about, like,
dude,
what is
a wild story.
Who's in Nyack, New York? Okay. That's what I was curious about. Yeah. And it is, the population is 70% white.
It's white?
Which is mostly white for those doing the math at home. And
that's just absolutely tough.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Aramark has agreed to take part in racial sensitivity training.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's nice of them, but it's not going to do anything.
No.
All right. Well, there is other.
Dude, how do you do
Here's
this
why that's
in
tricky.
2023?
Here's
how do you mess
tricky.
This up?
Because if you had like a occasion celebration day and you could eat some jambalaya, that I'm saying, what, this is not inappropriate. That's the connotations of that meal, but the eating meals of an ethnic population is not
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah,
Cinco de Mayo. We're having
example.
Tacos, right?
Yeah, dude, okay. We do. That's a greater. I don't know why I went to Cajun jambalaya.
Right,
that's an easy one. Yeah,
but that's like of Mexican culture. Is
yeah,
chicken and waffles,
dude,
black culture? I don't know.
It's what you think black culture is.
Absolutely.
It's what white people think black
and
culture
is. That's why this is not okay.
Yeah. You're right.
Not okay.
We solved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just put it on them.
No.
That's so messed up, dude.
The watermelon is, first of all, that's a hack.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's not, it's, well, chicken and waffles is relatively new.
Chicken and waffles is?
New to like menus.
Didn't the founder of Chick-fil-A invent it?
Yeah, he probably did. It's new to white menus.
Yeah.
Like white people, once white people, like when, you know, when white people like started listening to hip hop in like the 80s,
mm-hmm.
like when white, I've seen chicken and waffles on menus, what, in the last 5 years?
Yeah.
When you go to like a brunch place.
Yeah.
That wasn't on the menu before.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Right. It was the chicken and waffles crawled so a cauliflower sandwich could run.
We need to kill the cauliflower sandwich.
Yeah, it'll be done next week. Yeah.
I'm looking into the history of chicken and waffles here.
It started in Harlem.
And it looks like it started in
Harlem. Nyack is literally right across the river.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to, you can't.
Dude, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
You just can't do that.
If you don't hear anything else in this pot, you cannot do that.
No.
That's just, I'm trying to think of what other ethnic meals there are.
Here's the problem though.
What?
What if the chicken and waffles is banging?
It was.
I'm sure it was. Dude. I love chicken and waffles.
And the kids, if you never had that, we had set, your school growing up, do you have set, you know, Tuesdays this, Wednesdays this?
Yeah. Friday was pizza day.
Yeah. And they come in with, wait, what?
They come out swinging.
If I was a kid there,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, let's go. Now, no one really put together. Here's how, I wonder how that got exposed. So the kid is on the way home.
Right.
And he's like, what'd you have for lunch today?
He's 13.
He goes, what'd you have for lunch today? And he tells his mom.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, we had chicken and waffles. He's like, wait, what? And he goes, yeah, Black History Month. She goes, turns around right back to the school.
Straight to the principal's office.
Right in the principal's office. Excuse me.
This says Aramark has found itself in similar situations in years past, including an incident in 2011 where UC California Irvine, an Aramark client, was criticized for serving an MLH holiday special. Is that supposed to be MLK?
MLH. What's MLH? That's going to be insensitive if you mess up.
I know. I'm blowing an acronym MLH? Right now, so I'm canceled. MLH. That's got to be a typo. Anyways, that also featured chicken and waffles. So they've made this chicken and waffles mistake before.
Wow. Tough.
Are you Googling what is MLH?
Major League Hacking? That's not it.
Nope.
Yeah, no, it's got to be a typo. That's got to be a typo.
Okay.
I hope. Well, we're leaving it in anyway.
So 2011, they also did a chicken and waffles.
Ooh.
So like this is...
Oh, they've done this before.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, hey, and they didn't learn their lesson.
Nope.
Maybe... Nah, you can't make that move.
No.
You cannot make that move. There's Irish. I've been to Irish. Let's see. St. Patrick's Day, there's like a sausage. I've been to an Irish place. You can't go Panda Express on Chinese New Year. I don't think you can do that.
Well, and also like...
Or can you?
Like, all these other cultures weren't enslaved in this country.
You know what? That's a fair point.
You can't.
That culture has not been oppressed by white people.
Well, I'm sure they have at some point, just because that's what we do.
But not here. Yeah, we do be doing that.
It's a different deal.
I mean, that's just tough.
Terrible.
Yeah. Bad luck all around. But I mean, how do you get it?
How does
to
it
one
get there?
School?
Yeah.
And not like Aramark, don't they do the whole?
They do everybody.
Yeah. How does it just get through the cracks to one school?
Well, and like you were saying with the commercials, like it has to be signed off on by like a million people before it gets executed in the school. Yeah. How does this get past all those layers without somebody being like, hey, I was just thinking maybe.
Yeah, we got no sign offs here.
Yeah.
Maybe this is
a bad idea.
After the podcast, you go, you want to keep everything? And I go, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how that's
that's the sign off. Yeah.
What's next? That's a sign off.
That's bad. All right.
Oh, no, dude. This one is what?
So this one.
All right. We're the worst at this.
So this is a video. If you're an audio only listener, go ahead and pop over to the video and check it out on YouTube too. Make sure you subscribe while you're there.
I'll describe it. I'll try after.
But we'll play it first. This is a video of a local news story.
Local news.
The nation was stumped earlier this week when two monkeys from the Dallas Zoo disappeared. But there is good news. The Emperor Tamarin monkeys. That obviously is not a picture that we expected up there. We have a zoo story we're telling here. And apparently these monkeys vanished from the zoo. And now the suspected thief has also been found. We say 24-year-old. We're going to step out of this story right now. Matt, bro, we're going to talk about the weather because
the weather. They always cut to the weather guy. The weather guy has to be on deck at all times.
Always.
The weather guy's on deck at all times.
If we get into anything, we're going to weather.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming this is the same type of story because that's accidental.
This is accidental.
He went to the wrong graphics.
Yes.
So it was in essence talking about monkeys escaping from the zoo, and they put up escaping from the zoo. What did I say, Jew?
Yeah.
Escaping from the zoo, and they put up what? The black guy.
Yeah, dude.
Which was, what was he?
He's the suspect.
Yeah. Which,
yeah.
That's
the presenter thought that they were going to cut to the monkey, and they didn't. They cut to the suspect.
So I'm guessing that's an accidental.
I would assume that is accidental. I would hope that is accidental.
We're doing this bit on assuming that it was accidental.
Yes.
We're giving somebody the benefit of the doubt. If not, that's wildly inappropriate.
Yeah.
But I know how this works is they're reading the teleprompter.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're seeing.
Yeah.
What, and then I love the reacting live.
Yes.
Because you're like, oh, this is like a bit. I go, you can tell that's not a bit.
I think he did a good job with this too, relatively. Could have been. Like he was just kind of like, that's a mistake. That shouldn't be there.
And then it's like to watch somebody live. Because sometimes you watch like a prank video and you go, oh, it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's fake because I could tell right at the start of it.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell even the best actor in the world, you're like, it's fake.
Yeah.
Versus prank videos. There's no actor that could ever do a prank video and sell it.
Right.
Never.
Right.
Let's watch it again.
Okay.
He starts to.
Earlier this week when two monkeys from the Dallas Zoo disappeared. But there is good news. The Emperor Tamarin monkeys.
Watch.
Were
right here.
That obviously is not a picture that we expected up there. We have a zoo story we're telling here.
A zoo story.
apparently, these monkeys vanished from the zoo, and now
still trying to keep it on the rails.
Has also been found. At least a 24-year-old.
cuts to another picture of the monkey. Okay.
So the 24-year-old, that should have been there.
Yes,
they just had him out of order,
and they cut to the monkey again.
All right. So what happens is, and I don't know, Lydia works in the news, but she has her she controls the teleprompter with her finger.
Nice.
So you could tell he got. Like when you're reading, it's going fast. It's going pretty fast. You've read off a teleprompter before.
Yeah,
it goes fast. And if you get like tripped up by it, if you're not controlling it, you could tell that he lost it.
Yes.
He lost the tell. So now you're just.
Well, I'm sure he's thinking as he's reading it too. Like he's like, am I, yeah. am I making, am, did I mess this up? Or yeah, is this written wrong? You know what I mean?
Live, like, it's so wild.
He's questioning everything. And is someone out to get me? Am, you know what I mean? Am I being set up here? Is the, like, I want to know if he and the guy who runs the graphics have beef.
Yes, and if dude, he's of like, course.
I want that guy out of here.
That's what you
so
look
he put
at,
him
yeah.
here.
Or you know, he wants to expose the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, like that, after
you
he
and the conspiracies today. When they, yeah, he's coming deep.
When they go to commercial,
yeah,
he's going straight to graphics department.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he's like, hey,
you can't.
Which
hey,
one of y'all did that?
You can't make that move.
Someone's out of there.
Just stellar. I mean, it's not good, but it's like, you got, yeah, when you get off air, because if anything happens, it's like my show. If the parking's bad, if the drinks are mixed bad in the lobby, if your seat is uncomfortable, who's that on?
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
That's on me. You're emailing me.
Your name's on the marquee.
You're on the screen.
Yep.
The graphics guy's not.
Right.
So if he makes a mistake, it's you're on your shoulder.
Right.
Tough, dude.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay. I hope he still has his job.
I hope the monkeys are okay too.
Yeah. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah, they'll be fine. Yeah,
unbelievable. The monkeys are still okay.
What is DJ Khaled doing?
So
we got
this
time
is,
for that, or we should get to the mail?
We got time. It's a quick one.
Oh, well, yeah. DJ Khaled. I love DJ Khaled.
I seen him do Shaq. I was like, hold up. He can do Shaq because I'm big like Shaq. You know what I'm saying?
Gets adjusted. Okay.
So I'm going to bring you all the way down. Like, I got you. Times
for this. Oh! Did that open up?
Rastafari Selassie, I jana.
The head go all the way back. I need the weight of your head to let me get into that spinal position.
Oh my God.
DJ Khaled gets adjusted for the first time.
He's at the chiropractor.
Just an unbelievable era we're at in terms of content.
Dude,
just
incredible.
Stellar.
And I mean, anytime he's on camera, I will watch.
Yeah, put these in the news every week.
Yeah.
Right. You know how like in my religious tradition, like in Christianity, that like in the Pentecostal, they like speak in tongues,
right?
You know, they go or like they say something like that. That was Islam speaking in tongues.
Yeah,
was that what that was?
I don't know
what that
he
was.
He said Rastafari.
Oh, he did. Yeah. Okay, never mind. All right, what is that?
Jamaican.
Hold on, so can you find that one part again?
Bring it back.
He said it says something like,
"I'm gonna bring you all the way down." Like, I got you.
Hold on, stop it. Somebody needs to fact check this and figure out what this guy's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to know.
Do that open up?
Rastafari Selassie, Jana.
Get that on a shirt. Depends on what it is. I don't know what that.
It's incredible.
That's
dude.
Just like say, I don't know what he's probably not. He's a Muslim. Is he not Muslim?
I think he is Muslim.
Is he is?
I believe so.
Yeah. Or at least not in terms of religious practice, but in terms of heritage.
Like culturally?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know either.
I saw a video of him and he was saying how like it was like him crying when he went to Mecca.
Okay, yeah, all right, yeah, yeah. See, dude, that's why you just take shots like that. You're like, I think,
mm-hmm.
and then that's why how you get canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
John Chris says on his podcast. Yeah, whatever.
DJ right. Khaled isn't Muslim enough.
All right, we have some great emails to get to.
Yeah, we do.
We got to get a little couple.
Oh, let's hit them. All right, here's the
also,
first one.
Also, hey, we haven't been saying goodnight to Lucas.
I know.
I forgot about him.
I know.
I hope he's doing okay.
I hope he's good. Lucas, you good, bro?
You know, yeah, look, my guy. The only reason I thought about it is because I think I'm seeing him this weekend.
Where are you going?
In Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah.
I think he lives there.
Yeah.
He's coming to the show.
Let's go.
I'll interview him.
Yes.
I'll interview him.
Do it.
And I'll ask
him. We need his feedback on the show.
I'll ask him about the pod. I'll see if I can get him. We'll bring it in next week.
Okay.
Lucas is like a 9. How old is he? 9?
I think so.
He loves the pod.
Yeah.
My bad, Lucas. We've abandoned you in your time of need. He's probably 10 now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's been almost a year.
Let's get the emails.
All right. Here we go. This is from Jacob B. Hey guys, longtime fan of John's comedy and the pod. A quick perspective from a blind guy regarding Mr. Beast doing his Mr. Beast thing for the blind people.
Oh, I forgot about this.
I am blind. If Mr. Beast paid for a surgery that restored my sight, I would be happy for him to get millions of views from the video, and I would be thrilled to be the million and first viewer.
Wow.
I look forward to the podcast each week. I love John spouting off Alex's sometimes sad attempts to keep him on track. Andrew's explosive laughter in the background. I'm still not sure what Keeley does except sit over there and roll her eyes.
Hey, said it, dude.
Let's go, dude. Whole squad.
We don't know.
She's really good at what she does.
Yeah. Yeah. She's working. That is hilarious. Okay. Well, that's a perfect example of the social grandstanding that we've been saying for years.
Yeah.
Not years, however long we've been doing this podcast.
Yeah.
Whoever feels is mad, like let them speak. Let them speak. If you're whatever race or whatever age or group that you're offended on, but it's all white people on Twitter, I'm guessing, being like, Mr. Beast is, do you know any blind people? Did you talk to any blind people? Have you gotten their perspective? No, I'll take it from here. I'll take it from here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, that's all this is.
Yeah.
He's saying this should be, hey, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is the end of this discussion.
Case closed.
This is the end of this discussion. Hey, I'm blind. Got it. Whatever you say, we will promote.
Yep. We're going to default to your perspective here.
Read it again.
I am blind.
If Mr. Beast paid for my surgery that restored my sight, I would be happy for him to get millions of views on the video, and I would be thrilled to be the million and first viewer.
And it would be his first view.
Because he was blind. Oh, yeah, dude. Nuts. Jacob, let's go, dude.
Yeah.
Come through. That's it. That's all I need to know about this.
Yeah, the end.
Yeah, the end. The end. The freaking end, dude. Well, have you talked to him? Have you talked to the people that were cured?
Right.
I
didn't see one of them interviewed.
No, dude, of course. I bet they probably signed.
NDA stuff?
You think?
I don't know.
I don't know how that works. But say
they could be interviewed on their reaction to getting their blindness cured, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's probably around. I haven't dug for it. But yeah, it's just a bunch of social grandstanding and people be like, listen, this is what why is everyone complaining about it? Yeah, do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Do literally whatever you want on the internet. Say whatever you want. There's no rules. Everybody's getting canceled, and then it doesn't matter.
And keep healing blindness.
Yeah, dude, keep doing the Lord's work.
Fan of that.
Good for this guy.
Big healing blindness.
Thanks for writing in, Jacob.
All right, here we go. This we have a couple here on our breakdown of the Hardy song.
Oh yeah,
we did
from last week.
So this is from Donna A.
Okay.
Hey guys, so Yoo-hoo is a chocolate milk soda.
Okay.
And which I don't think it is, but
no,
and,
it's not.
And Dew is Mountain Dew.
Okay.
And mixed with Dickel is alcohol.
Okay.
Meaning mix all that and they'll be drunk. LOL. I was screaming at the podcast. LOL. Donna. So, a few things.
I don't think that's correct.
All wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong. Yeah. All right.
Yoo-hoo is a chocolate milk.
First of all, Yo-ho and Yoo-hoo, they would say Yoo-hoo-hoo in a bottle of Dew because that rhymes.
Right.
That would be preferred.
But that's not what the lyric
says. That's not what they
said. The lyric is what?
Yo-ho-ho.
Yo-ho-ho.
And a bottle of Dew. Makes it, yeah, we know what it is. Yo-ho-ho.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, first of all, milk is not a soda. Drink. Is there an expiration date on Yoo-hoo?
No, because I think it's actually made with water. I don't think it's made with
water
milk.
And chocolate.
Yeah.
Or it's non-pasteurized. I mean, there's no, it doesn't, I think.
Let me just fact check myself here.
Is Yoo-hoo still around?
Is Yoo-hoo milk? Yeah, it's out there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no liquid milk in Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
May taste like chocolate or strawberry milk, but it's just labeled drink. It's not milk.
Chocolate drink.
Right.
In their defense.
Yep.
And it is good.
It is good.
Yoo-hoo.
It is very good.
Hits, dude.
But yeah, so it's not.
That's not right.
It's not that.
Also,
Dew is Mountain
how
Dew.
I
we
know
got
this
that.
Is not right. We have, all right, Dickel is alcohol.
We got that too.
But you would never mix, like, I know, like, you know, you go to like, have you ever been like very, like, you'll drink anything?
Like just very thirsty or
no,
like I just want to get drunk.
Yeah. Where you go, this isn't in my wheelhouse, but I'm.
But here we are.
Here we are. Yeah, I don't know how to say that. Shout out a lifeline to those still searching.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
And I have been there where you go, I hate wine.
Mm.
I never liked it. I never enjoyed the taste of it. But there was twice maybe that I was like, oh, this is what it was. I was at a hotel, like alone, and they had a wine at the in that little mini bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like four of those or something like that.
Yeah.
Because
they were there.
And I just pounded them.
Yep.
And I hated the taste of it.
Yeah.
There's my old roommate, Michael. He's going to kill me. He went to Clemson.
Yep.
And there was a drink called like the Goodnight Clemson.
Nice.
You know what this is.
Very nice.
Yeah. It's like in a pitcher.
Yeah.
And it's like everything. It's nice. Like a college get drunk drink.
Yep.
It's like in a, and they just put, It's like, I'm trying to think of whether it be, it's like a lot of fruit, fruity.
It's like
taste.
A jungle juice.
Yeah. It's just everything in there.
Yep.
You would never mix Yoo-hoo and Mountain Dew and alcohol.
No, even in a scenario like that where I'm like, I'm down for whatever.
Never.
No.
I'm blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
You would never do that.
No. That's I don't even know if it would mix. Like, I feel like it would layer.
Like oil.
Yeah. Like, it would just stir it up. It would settle like this, like a third grade science project.
Mountain Dew and Yoo-hoo. No possible way.
So gross.
I'm going to drink that tomorrow.
So, Donna, yeah. Appreciate the input. I think you're wrong on
the
Yoo-hoo.
You have the answer to this, though, right? Because I got a million DMs about it.
What?
It's just on my personal DM.
You the answer one. To what? Oh, yeah. We do an, we do another.
Yeah. Because that's not correct.
No.
Yeah.
No. So here's the next one. This is...
That was a fact check that it was wrong.
Yeah.
It was an incorrect fact check.
We fact checked the fact check.
Yeah.
This is Caleb C.
Hello, Alex and Company. That's a better way to say all of us. Alex and Company.
Yeah. I mean, shouts out Caleb for putting my name first.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Hey, what's up?
Appreciate that.
All right. In the country song you were discussing, there is a line saying, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of dew, and you didn't know where yo-ho-ho came from. It comes from a pirate song, Yo Ho Ho and a Bottle of Rum.
Hmm.
Although it initially comes from a Robert Louis Stevenson novel, Treasure Island.
Nice.
Love the pod. Keep on showering the internet with your comedy. Okay.
I like that, showering the internet. I'll try like that. That sounds good.
I'll put that on the internet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was kind of like a pirate-y themed song, right?
Yeah. And I think in our defense, I did say it's like a drinking song. Like that, again, that's what I was thinking about. Like, yo ho,
yo,
a bottle
ho,
of rum.
Yo ho,
like,
and a bottle of rum.
Jack Sparrow type stuff.
Yeah. Where you all sing like a.
Why is the rum gone?
You know the other guys? You see the other guys where they do that song, that like pirate song?
Yes.
What is the man? Yes. So one of those.
Yes.
What do you call those?
I think they're just drinking songs.
They're like a. Yeah,
like I know they're big in like Europe.
Where
like
all
in
the guys UK, they at got the a bar. Lot of those. Yeah. It's that.
All my lads.
Yeah. It's that for a pirate.
Yeah.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum.
Yeah.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of dew.
So this is correct. So he was taking that pirate song
and making it country.
Making it a country thing.
Got it.
Making it redneck.
Hey, you learn nice. Something new every day. That song rules. I do come out to that song.
Really?
You know, if you come to my live show, they go, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome John Crist, and that song hits on the system hard, and it's my opener and my closer.
That's
also
sick.
At the end of the show, and I say thank you so much. You guys have been great. We play it again.
Nice.
We play the end of it.
Nice.
Killer.
We got one more.
All right, here we go. Oh, let me read this one because I started this one.
Yeah,
I'll send it to you. This is wild, dude. It made me a little emotional.
I haven't read this one yet. All right. Go ahead.
Hey, John. Me and my wife. How does he say that?
Katie.
I can't see it for him. Katie. Love your podcast, and actually have tickets to see you for the third time in Fort Myers this year. I don't know when that show is, Fort Myers in Florida, maybe later in the year. Y'all got to email back and we'll get you some tickets or something. We'll get a meet and greet. I'd love to meet you. Listen to this, bro. We have had been struggling with infertility for almost 5 years and experienced a miscarriage around Mother's Day last year. However, we just found out that we are pregnant again. We both only listened to your podcast and we're together. So if you could shout her out during the pod, that would be awesome. Do what you want when you're pregnant.
Nice.
That's incredible.
This
dude.
Makes me so happy.
That's freaking incredible. This is Aaron. Aaron and Katie?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable, dude. Well,
I like don't have anything to say. This is
I know.
That, like,
I just go, man, I should be, we're a little concerned if that's all they do together is listen to my podcast. I mean, I'm going to say that out loud.
Yeah.
It's like, all we do when we're together is listen to your podcast.
Or maybe that's doctor's orders. Maybe they're like, listen, we want to get pregnant. And they were like, listen to Net Positive.
Listen to, well, I know listen
just
to.
Over
like,
and
yeah,
over.
This, just put the headphones,
the
on,
headphones
the
on the baby.
Yeah. Well, maybe it is if this may be the next level of the podcast is turn into like, me and my girlfriend watched the,
that documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep Sweet. Mm-hmm. It was wild. But you go, well, I don't want to. Watch, like, we watched one episode, she fell asleep, so I go, well, all right, well, I guess we're gonna have to watch this again. I can't go forward,
right?
Is our pod like that?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, they gotta listen together.
Maybe
they go, dude, you listen to it? What?
I'd be annoyed for sure if I had like a show that I'm watching with somebody and they went on without me. For sure I'd be mad. So I don't see why.
I never heard of a podcast being that though.
I mean, look, it's a good show.
I mean, we like to spread the positivity around. If you're trying to get pregnant,
I'm so excited for them, dude. Aaron and Katie, congratulations.
This is going to be the first child of the podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
A new generation.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. Aaron and Katie, congratulations.
Yeah.
Shout out. We'll see you at the show in Fort Myers. If you don't have backstage passes, send an email to the email address and we'll come back and say hi.
I like the hashtag do what you want when you're pregnant.
Do what you want when you're pregnant.
That's nice.
Yeah, let's go. Come through. She'll be a couple months pregnant by then if they just found out. When do you find out? I looked at Keely directly because we have no idea.
As a woman.
No, take your hands away. Stop covering your face. When do you announce? You never been pregnant. Keely has no idea. When do you announce that you're pregnant? That's when it's safe, right? Because there's a lot of like complications that could be. You announce.
Well, I mean, you'll know as soon as you miss a period.
Yeah.
But when would you announce it? I don't know.
Yeah, because you go in the first like 2-3 months.
People
and you don't
like
say
to wait typically. Maggie and I have talked about this. Like, yeah. I feel like I would be very quick to tell like people close to me.
Yeah, but yeah.
Because I'd want a support system.
What I'm asking is when do you put it on Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably waiting like 5 months.
Dave put it on Instagram.
5 months.
5 months, dude.
Is that wild?
5 months.
Is that wild? Am I wild?
Standard practice is 12 weeks because that's the end of the first trimester. That's
12 weeks. He says 12 weeks, end of the first trimester. So that, how many, you got 6 more months. So 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about right. So we got Lucas. We got Lucas. And now we got this kid. We need to know, keep emailing updates.
Yeah,
we need to know about the pregnancy,
yes,
the birth, the showers, the bachelor party. They don't do that, guys. Don't do that.
Yeah,
baby moons. We need to know about
the whole thing.
Yeah, this would be like our
nursery development.
It'll be like our sponsor child.
There you go.
We'll send him $30 a month. No, that's a
he's like life. Yeah, please. We'd love that. Yeah.
Anyway, net positive. We headed to Indy this weekend to see. Our boy. We're gonna see him out there, and we'll see what Lucas is up to. We'll get an update. Saginaw, Michigan, and Indianapolis this weekend, and then rest of tour dates available at johnchristcomedy.com. Baby, let's go. See you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.